have what they need for this exciting event. What do you think, Dennis? Are we ready?
No.
No, we're not, are we? That would help.
I'll throw it right back in your lap.
All right. Hey, look, that was exactly right.
You're on the ball, Phil.
Boy, this is a really financial stable situation here.
I hope it's right. You better go over the numbers. It was at the end of a long week.
I hear that. The massive amounts that we have.
Yeah.
Critical, isn't it?
Yeah, I don't. You do have a point.
Bahamas on it.
Yeah, you do have a point.
All right, folks. Everybody ready?
Let's go.
See if we can get the show on the road here. Good morning. Thanks for coming. And I'm going to start. I started last month. I like a little quote, some famous aviation quotes to start off with, just because some of them are humorous. This one here was from Donald Douglas, Douglas Aircraft, and he says, I think it applies to EAA and experimental aircraft especially. When the weight of the paper equals the weight of the airplane, only then you can go flying. And with our FAA, that seems to be the way it is now. The biggest holdup for flying an airplane is your paperwork. I guess we'll start off with Treasurer's report? I mean, it can't be too big.
No, not too big. Well, as far as the check-in, the February report, the 20th February, balance in our account was $140.08. On the 23rd of February, I deposited money collected at our last meeting, which, to break it down, Wayne and Larry donated $80 between them for payment of Gene's services and his hog. Money from the meeting's kitty came to $60.56. Collected membership dues from Sue of $20. And to make it enough in our checking account, I transferred from petty cash $15.89. That gave us enough, so on the 24th of February, I was able to send a check to Gene Baker for the November 6 hog, $250. 14th of March, we paid our oil electric bill, was $43.08. That leaves us today on the 19th of March, balance and deposit will be $23.45. As for petty cash, 20th February, we had on hand $20.89. On the 23rd of February, I transferred to check-in $15.89 before mentioned. That leaves on the 19th of March, cash on hand. We have an even, crisp $5 bill. And I appreciate it. Hope you'll accept this for what it is.
We have a motion to accept it.
I make a motion to accept the Treasury report.
You're mighty kind.
Life is good. This is in the plus.
Yes.
Okay. How about a secretary's report? Anything?
Yeah, the only thing I got is please forgive the typos.
No.
Like I said, it was the end of a long week.
Yeah, I can normally catch up to you at work during the week. It didn't work well this week, did it?
Yeah.
All right, I guess new business. Several things. Dan Dross, one of our members from Georgetown, works in Eagles program in Georgetown. He teaches classes down there at Walker High School relating to aviation. He has a chipmunk, a Canadian chipmunk. Flies pretty routinely. I think last year he flew, was it 120 young Eagles by himself? That's one at a time. There is an event coming up mid-April by him. I think he's got 20 to 30 young Eagle flights lined up. I'll have a better confirmation on a date for that, but if we can find somebody we want to get in on it, we can. And he's making arrangements to get the kids in the air. And also, we were talking about our magazine thing, and we've started to accumulate quite a collection already. Looks like we may be able to cover every high school and tech school in Horry County and possibly Georgetown County. So maybe we can get some magazines into some young kids' hands and they can start thinking about aviation field instead of computers and Japanese race cars and stuff.
But I can combine it maybe.
Yeah, maybe so. Put a Japanese race car engine in an airplane.
That's right. Keep a computer in the dash.
All right. Also, coming up April 30th in Conway, I'm invited to a planning meeting next Thursday for a flying event over there on April 30th. The fellow sponsoring it is a CPA with a big firm here in Myrtle Beach. It started off as going to be a hangar party with just them opening their hangars and serving food, and donations go to the Civil Air Patrol over there. Well, it's evolving now into quite an event. The last contact with him was it's growing so much that the FAA has said, even though we're outside, or Conway's outside of the control zone, if it gets real busy over there, they'll divert all the MYR traffic another way, keep it away from us. So we have a tremendous amount of people looking at possibly coming into that one. That could be a really large event. And we were talking last, I think, month about possibly opening up our spring flying again. Well, if this occurs, then we won't have to do that. We'll just be part of that because they want us there, and that's why we're invited to the planning event.
Does this mean they're
going to
cancel
the spring flying?
The breakfast club flying.
No, spring flying.
I know, but we canceled the spring flying, but the breakfast club.
We've always had breakfast club.
Yeah, breakfast. That's still in the spring.
The only reason we canceled the spring flying is because the Lumberton Air Show was the same.
Right, but
day.
I'm just saying, it is in the spring.
Yeah, May what? May 15th?
May 15th.
May 7th? Or May
15th. No, 15th. The second Saturday. Second weekend.
Also, we wanted to set up a booth, possibly at that event next month, or the chapter.
Might be able to get new members. They
said
they wanted to set up a booth.
Yeah, we're invited to have a booth there, static display. They've also asked me if we knew anybody that could bring in ultralights. So they're really opening up the mentality of they really want to push light sport.
Yeah,
on the wire. It's more affordable for sure. If you don't buy one of the new light sports, sit the floor, let your feet hang out. And so that being said, that's still in the works. It seems like everything next. I have more answers on some things latter part of next week. I was hoping for by this meeting, but it just didn't work out. In viewing our insurance policy on this place, we discovered some inadequacies or some information that was left out or whatever it may be termed through the underwriters and Falcon Insurance both, that the policy, if something were disastrous to occur here, wouldn't pay off. nice, isn't it? And one of the issues that we can solve on that, we can't be sure about the others, is the actual, legally, the owners of this building, according to law, is the Shaws. In the original lease agreement, it said we maintain possession of this building. But when you attach a building to somebody's real property, and they are in fact listed as paying the taxes on it, it is in fact theirs, legally. It is not our building. We're leasing it, we're paying insurance on it, we're paying all the operation bills on it. What else are we paying on it? Everything. So anyway, what it comes down to is their names were not on the policy as lost payee, is a term that they use. And therefore, being that it's their building and their name's not on it, that gives the insurance company a way out if this place were destroyed. So I need your names, your legal names, and your address and that, and I can fax that to them Monday, and they will put it on the policy, no charge. It's that simple. Then that makes that document more binding for the insurance company. And then that can be taken care of. So we're blessed if it's never had to been used, because we probably would have been disappointed. The other disappointment is we have a $5,000 deductible on it, which is standard for insurance policies of this nature. And I told them, I said, well, if that's the case, with the size of the building, we could buy for $5,000 and completely remetalize the building, more than likely, or close to it. So I didn't see any need for carrying the policy. However, it's paid for, and what if it were canceled, we wouldn't receive much back anyway. So by getting it legally right, for this year, we're covered, and then the Shaw's covered. So that's all said and done. We keep running the deeper we dig into some of this stuff, the more issues we're beginning to turn up. But I think that's the biggest one that we pretty much have solved once I have your information to send to the insurance company. Then that's good for this year. I guess that's it for new business. Most of what we're going to have to talk about, I guess, is the old business. And anybody else have any new business they'd like to take up?
I would like to know why we don't only have liability insurance. The building was given to us. I fly an airplane. It's all the insurance I have on it. If I lose it, I lost $20,000, but I'm not going to lose my house.
Right.
Only thing that we really care about is liability. Somebody gets hurt here.
Well, when you go back to the original lease agreement, it stated that we have insurance on the building to protect it as a requirement from the Shaws.
But that's a document we haven't never found.
Well, we have no signed document.
We have
you guys don't have a signed document? Okay.
See, we don't have a copy of the actual lease. Huh?
Well, a lot of things I think disappeared with Tom because we can't find stuff. We can't find it.
I don't see Tom not having a signed copy.
Tom's not with us anymore.
I know he's not with us, but I didn't want him. He was a real stickler
But Tom was also a stickler for destroying a lot of documents. I know that.
Oh, there. He destroyed
all the documentation on that project I bought, when in fact it was never licensed as an aircraft. It never was really designated as an aircraft, so there was no liability. So anyway,
but in any case,
anyway,
all we have is a chapter that we've been able to find so far is an unsigned copy of, looks like a draft copy of the lease. And I have it right here if anybody wants to look at it, but it's not filled out, it's not signed, it just looks like something somebody printed.
So that was an answer to your thing. That was a requirement 12 years ago when everybody negotiated this thing. And coming in this late in the game, 12 years down the road, it's turning into quite an education. And with everything in our country has changed as much as it has, and being a nonprofit organization, it's getting really, really difficult to move this thing forward. This thing's been stuck in the mud for a long time. When you look at the records, and every year at the end of the year, it's a struggle, and people are asked to dig in their pockets and make donations, and it really needs to be, paying for itself, at least covering its own expenses. And the only way we can do that is eliminate expenses, because our hands are pretty much tied with how we can chase monies. And especially with the size of our chapter, my first thing with a EAA chapter, we had 150 members. So you can just imagine how that chapter functioned. This one here has been dwindling because we're not attracting new members. We're not getting, it's like a church, we're not getting youth. If we don't get youth and we don't get new people, we're going to go under. It's just, everybody's going to get their turn in the barrel here and we're going to leave. But if we're going to pass on this, we're the next generation, my generation. You guys pass it to us. We're the next generation to pass it down and get the youngsters interested in it. If our passion is going to continue. And they have proven that the Young Eagles program has been very beneficial in doing just that. And what we've discovered, I'm going to lead this right on into the other issue. We've been looking at two areas. It's been announced, it's in the minutes, about moving our monthly meetings to a more centralized location and therefore being more readily accessible to the masses who may be more interested in making the drive on a hard pavement road, someplace where there's fast food, places they can eat, et cetera, et cetera. And that's Conway or Myrtle Beach. And it says here that we were supposed to talk to Mike Marlowe. I did so. Wayne got tied up, and I managed to catch up with Mike, and we had quite a discussion. Unfortunately, he has to run it through a staff meeting this coming Wednesday. He sees no problem with us moving to Conway. The situation being that it is, the plans they've been making with Conway is there's a new school, flight school, coming in there. They are going to take over half of the building. That still leaves meeting room space for us. He says when they grow enough, they'll eventually take over the whole building, control of it, and they'll build accordingly as they need it. Now, we know how that goes. That last flight school didn't last forever either, so... That all being said, chances are if we're there and we're meeting, we'll be allowed to have a meeting room. It could be termed at the beginning as being temporary, the way Mike said, but it could be temporary for 5 years. It just depends on the growth over there. They're planning on glider training, helicopter training, flight training. What else were they bringing in? My goodness. Yes, Mike loves light sport. Mike Marlowe loves light sport. And he's getting ready to retire, and he wants to have a light sport. And he gives people check rides on up into the big boys. So we have an ally on our side there. He sees no problem. There's one guy above him that could nix it for us. So I don't have an answer whether we can meet at Conway or not. The fact that it's outside the control zone, that's where we would prefer, from what we've all, various people I've talked to. They have fuel, Jet AM 100. They have a beautiful facility, air conditioning, bathrooms that could handle 8 or 10 people at a time. So the events could be really large. I've been talking to people I know in the Warbirds. They're reluctant to come here. There's no fuel.
what you're saying is it said we can't fly these things, these 2,000 horsepower engines don't, you know. We have to have a decent place. One of them's a bomber. But, so that's on the back burner down the road somewhere for our fly-ins and stuff. The fact of the matter is, this is a lovely place. 12 years ago, the foresight for the future, I think, was pretty neat. But things have not developed out here to support this chapter out here. No one wants to make the ride out here. Gasoline's approaching over $4 a gallon. No one's going to make this ride. When they do, we're not air-conditioned, we're not heated well, and the list goes on. People like creature comforts. Simple as that. And it's a tough call to make. My personal opinion, I'm presenting it to the chapter to discuss any way they want, as long as we can remain civil. If this chapter is going to do, number one, what the EAA and Oshkosh set out for the EAA to do, we got to move. This chapter's dying. And it's going to die. It almost went this year. We almost...
dying for many years, yeah.
Wayne said, we're stuck in the mud. We've been stuck in the mud for a long time. And that's not in regards to it being a grass strip. It's just a term. So please.
No, it's been years when we've all put in donations because otherwise they wouldn't have made it to pay the late bill or whatever bill it was.
So it's a tough situation for me to come in. We've been here now 4 years and been able to watch this. And it's just it's a reality. If we do not get with people who are aviation-oriented around an aviation environment that is in an area that's going to attract people, this thing is going under. So, and we are always up short, like you said, at the end of every year.
You're not going to get a bunch of young people interested in aviation coming after meeting a bunch of old geezers and not a plane in sight.
That's right. Well, we have people in Conway. I already know that I've talked to people in Conway that have their own aircraft. They're in hangars in Conway, and right now there is no hangar space. I tried to get one for the chapter, but they hope to build some in the near future. But they're willing to fly young eagles. We need the Young Eagle program. That's EAA. They push it. They want it. They've proven it works.
Where do you get your new members from?
Exactly. And Georgetown, we tried, and that was one of the reasons we tried in Georgetown. It's too far out of the way. It just didn't work. And Conway, when you look at an aeronautical map, what we have available to us, that's it.
Well, school's there, too. Georgetown is a pretty big clip club area.
Don't get me started.
We lived in Georgetown.
Yes, Ron.
Are you aware that there's an AMP school start at MYR?
At MYR?
Pittsburgh Institute.
Oh, yeah. Mike mentioned that. But they are also the ones that's going to be moving over to Conway.
I don't think so.
That's what he was telling me.
So
that was yesterday that Mike and I talked.
Pittsburgh Institute?
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes.
Aviation?
Yes.
Out of Pittsburgh, and they have, I believe, another place like in Virginia or something like that.
Right.
So they're expanding their A&P school down here. My understanding is it starts January.
Right. And that's what I was talking about. They'll be taking over half of the building, and then it's going to progress as they grow.
Yeah.
If they grow. None of us can see in the crystal ball anymore.
There's another possibility of getting some more members.
Yes, along with that's who we would be dealing with as they take over the building, whether they'll allow us to meet in it or not. But 3, 4, 5 years down the road, everybody being aircraft oriented, and us being affiliated with one of the finest organizations in the world. Isn't that nice to say? One of the finest in the world. That's what we represent, folks. And if we're going to do this, we need to do it. They figured it out. If we follow their lead, we'll grow. If we don't follow their lead, we're just a private flying club. That's my
opinion.
Not flying. Yeah.
That's not flying. Well, one we got a couple that are right now.
Oh yeah, we got some pretty good pilots in here.
Absolutely.
Pretty damn good ones.
In regards to young eagles, is there anything from the EAA that covers insurance?
I haven't dived into that yet. This thing has been rather overwhelming.
Yes, there is.
You've got to have a certain amount on your aircraft.
That's why you have to have a certain amount of time, too, before you can fly a young eagle. Is it 30 hours?
I think closer to 150.
Is it closer to 150?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. That's another, like I say, it's sitting down and trying to figure out how to move this forward in to strive for a goal like the first chapter that I belong to grow it.
Can I just ask that someone in official capacity of the EAA here find out about the insurance?
Sure. Welcome. How are you, sir? Doing well. And I can find out from Dan Dross. He's a member, and he's flying people in his chipmunk all the time, and Dan would know.
Pull that chair back and get in.
Okay.
You can sit down there, she said.
The other thing is,
I'll get through my chair.
Well, I think at the moment, when I see what's happening, we're already going to be quite well supplied for Horry County and for Georgetown, and then we can continue the program. True. I need to contact publishing up there and see what.
There was a paper. There was a lot of talk about Myrtle Beach developing along their not the commercial end of it, but the
general aviation,
private pilot and stuff like that. Is there any movement there of which we could hopefully get to?
I can answer that. The problem with MYR is not the FBO. They have a brand new FBO. They have a great big general aviation area. The facility is excellent. The problem is the airspace.
Okay. Because of the airlines.
Well, yeah, but because of the class, yeah, just trying to get in there. You're vectored every which way, and it's. They keep out people. Like, if you're a sport pilot, you have to have special endorsements on your license to even get in there. You have to have special equipment. You got to have a mode C transponder, two-way communication.
I was thinking of that as an option to go there, but
right.
If that grows, then any adjacent here or
that's right. You're right.
Hopefully.
Well, see, that's the advantage behind Conway. The advantage behind Conway is it's very, very close to MYR. People don't mind driving or flying. People that with sport pilot's license, you can fly into Conway. You don't even need a radio. You don't need anything. Okay? You don't need electrical system. Just fly in it. Okay? So, but yet it's close. It's close to the people at the beach. It's close enough for people to drive. Okay? And, you know, like he said, $4 a gallon or even $3 a gallon gas. And, you know, that's rough. You know, to come 30 miles, 40 miles, you know?
If I may have rough in regards to fuel. Last evening, one of the people in our air park is on that Swift Fuel Committee. And Swift Fuel currently has 102 octane that they've been testing in various aircraft. And as of last night, it's been proven that it works fine in every aircraft that they've been able to put it into. But with that said, it's at the moment, it's more expensive than the regular aviation fuel we're buying. But with that said, as they bring a plant or two online, it should go the other direction.
And that's a biofuel, isn't it? Or derived from a...
I don't know.
I'm trying to remember names.
He's on a committee, and I'll be seeing him next week when I get on the phone. And I'm sure the people from Swift talked to representatives there to get some forms on that kind of new fuel. But I was very surprised. They said it's 102 octane. I said, how about that?
Is that ethanol?
I would say definitely not. I would say not. Ethanol's got problems.
It sure does. And I'm trying to stay away from it. I'm going to buy 100 low lead for my Jabiru.
Here's my understanding. And I wonder about it. They're telling me that when the fuel's pumped to the various storage tanks, the ethanol's not in there.
That's correct.
And it's really at the time that it fills the truck.
The last place it's stored.
Right.
But they've authorized a greater amount of
right now, you can't store it over 3 months without trashing carburetors and everything else.
This is all topic. There is a place you can buy non-ethanol car gas. That one place we were buying it right there at 22 and 701, he quit selling it. So,
Mill Pond Road and 501.
Conway. Yeah, but there's one, Tabor City, right down the fuel place down in Tabor City. It's not a gas station, it's a fuel place. Mm-hmm. And they sell non-ethanol.
The only one I'm aware of, and there is an internet site that tells you where they're at. I don't know what the name of it is. But the only one I'm aware of currently is the marina way down the south end. Odyssey or
Well, I can email that site out to everybody if they want it. I have it at home.
But as far as I know, that's the only one that I'm aware of. It's got.
There's quite a few places.
It's on the Conway, got across from the Shelby's station built a couple of years ago. They're high-test gas. All their high-test is alcohol-free.
And I've tested it. It is good gas.
Recently?
Yes, recently.
Okay.
I bought some.
I test every one I get.
What's the name of it?
I don't know the station name, but it's. There's a crossroads, Shelby's on one corner, straight across the street in front of it is the station.
What street are we talking about?
Mill Pond. 501 and Mill Pond.
Okay. Because I've got a couple guys that run that.
501. They also have racing fuel in their pump, but it's quite pricey.
Oh, yeah.
There's another Mill Pond?
Yeah, I think it was six something last time I could. I don't even look at that.
If I might, though, on what we were talking about on moving, to me, we got two choices. We either move or we dissolve. Because we can't make it like we're doing. The chapter right now owes people what?
Still,
I know at least 400. No. It owes me 200.
You, but then we finally paid Gene. Yeah, Gene, I sent him a check. On the 24th of February. This
right.
is on November. And we literally bit the hand that was feeding us.
Right, that's, so what I'm saying is we can't continue like that.
No, that's not good business. That's not what we're supposed to be representative in the name of EAA. If we're going to do business, it needs to be straight
You'll
up.
Take 10 cents on a dollar, I can settle up with you today.
I tell you what we need to, in my opinion, we need to have a vote today on what to do, because if we are going to move, it's going to take months of work to do. When I say move, I ain't talking about just meeting, because that's not going to take months. We can have the next meeting wherever. It doesn't matter. That's instant. I'll notify everybody, whatever. But when I'm talking about moving, I'm talking about moving the stuff, the tools, the things, empty the building out. Find another place for it. We got a lot of coordination that's got to be done. Okay? I don't think it'll be a problem. I think we got places, people that'll volunteer. I volunteer however much of my hangar somebody needs. You can have it. Okay? Use whatever you want. No charge, no nothing, for nothing. No electric, no nothing. Okay? I don't care. It's fine. And I'm sure there's probably other people. Ron's probably got a little place or a corner somewhere he could put a little piece of something. But that's the kinds of things that we'll have to coordinate. That's why we're going to have to vote pretty soon, because if we're going to do it, it's got to be done by November. Okay? Because then we got everything starting all over again. All the insurance bills and the tax bills and the and everything's happening again.
I think my personal opinion is I'm a fairly new member, but if we could just start some other little tiny programs that might help, and that is bring a new person, try to bring someone to each meeting, someone who may or may not know about the EAA. There's still a high amount number of pilots.
We've tried that many times.
Well, we need to try again, and if you actually head to the meetings in Conway, there'll be more
reason
for this.
Well, see, with it in Conway, I can see it, because the problem is out here, it's too far.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to, I don't care if you have the meeting at 6 o'clock in the morning or 6 o'clock at night, it ruins your day. It don't matter what day it is, because you got an hour drive or hour and a half drive, an hour or hour and a half back, and it just messes up that day. Plus the gas, you know, the fuel prices, you know. And
stuff that we weren't able to foresee in the future. None of us were.
I think part of it, and I agree with whatever you say about the car, but I think the other part of it is, as beautiful as it is out here, they arrive and they say, where is this place?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's like you've gone really out.
Well, it's a beautiful, beautiful
place. It might take long to get from 501 to North Myrtle Beach in May Bike Week.
Yeah.
Well, why did everybody come here?
Well, this was 12 years ago. I don't know.
We were in Conway.
I'm new. I don't know. 12 years ago.
We were in Conway. We started in Conway. And then all of a sudden,
I think we put this up. Attract and so forth and so on, and our efforts have been unsuccessful.
Plus, the price of gas was 59 cents 12 years ago.
I don't even know what was that. It was Russell gave, you know, Bob's got it all right there in his mind. He knows everything. He's going to Jim.
Yeah.
And Larry's in there too, and Wayne, but Russell gave us a building. Well, now you got a building for. Hey, that's a nice sized building. Where would we put it?
Mm-hmm.
And they have, you know.
I think it's all about adjusting and adapting and surviving.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we have to do. Situations change. Boy, did we find that out recently in this nation. We've been knocked down a few pegs as a nation. We got to figure out if we're going to stay doing what we like doing, we have to make some changes. And this is nothing personal here. This is about going in the direction that the EAA and Oshkosh wants this chapter to move, and we're not moving. We're stagnant. That's what it's about. And if I could move this place, I would move it. I love it out here.
Yeah.
But as far as overseeing or being part of this chapter, it's going to disappear on us if we don't do something. It's time to make changes. And we've got some new members. I think you, Carl, our lifetime member. You're our first paid lifetime member. Yes, I believe so.
Well, welcome aboard.
Thanks for
coming. In this time.
And appreciate you coming. I was hoping you could have made last month. That was my first official meeting.
I was halfway out here when the phone rang.
Well, if you look at the rest of the nation, most everybody is. And again, that $50 was fine when we had the membership that was willing to pay it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But that membership that was willing to pay it is dwindling. They're being called home. They're going away from here.
We brought that up the last meeting to take it back to $50.
I had followed your lead and brought it up at the last meeting, Jim, that we raised about the
$50 fee that's there now. That's not for two people. That's only for one.
That's correct.
Yeah.
Right. So
we have a right then.
I almost got stoned to death at the last meeting when I said raise it back to
$50. I mean, that's an old subject, but the truth of the matter is the reason why it matters, you got to look at what other chapters are doing that are successful. The chapters that are successful are charging $20 to $25. That's what they're doing. Because once they get you in, then, of course, they get you to volunteer or they get you to donate some money or they get you to help out in some way. You got to get the people in. If you put a a $50 wall up there, in addition to that $40-$45 wall that the EAA main headquarters has got, there's a lot of people turn away out there, okay, before they ever come into your chapter.
Well, I can't figure it out.
Plus, we were extremely successful last year. In that $20, how many new members we get?
I don't know.
It was one of the most successful projects that we attempted. We had two main projects we did last year. One of them was to try our meetings at Georgetown. That was an utter failure. Okay? But the other one was the $20. We brought in a bunch of new members. Hey, we're in the middle of nowhere. Where are they? They're not going to come out here.
So we picked up 11.
Yeah, I know. But the price of gas went from, $2 and something to $4. And people don't have the money that some people think they do.
I don't understand the intellect, though. Why $50, but you're right. Yeah, there you go, Wade.
Oh, yeah.
Put your seat money in there, buddy.
Calm down, dear boys. Calm the phone.
Thank you. We're helping out the treasurer.
But I can't afford more than $20.
Like, yeah. It's a lot of different people.
Young people especially, when they come to a group, they want to see what they're getting into. They want to see airplanes. They want to be a part.
It's
amazing
how much that little jar brings
in at a meeting.
I'm looking
around here. And you've got to get the people in before they're going to put anything in there. And that's the truth.
Now, the original jar, I
could
have pulled over 200 bucks at a jar.
Anyhow.
The price of the $50 membership.
The thing is,
yeah.
Look around right here in the center. Yeah. I think these are the two youngest.
Yeah, where's the
youngest?
We're the youngest.
Okay. And Miles belongs to the Grange. They're having a tremendously hard time keeping people in anymore. I bought them to the Portia Club. The last one before I come here, less than 10% of the members actually participate. A lot of people going for the magazine. I found out today one of my best customers is a member, but he don't VAA. He don't come to meetings or anything. A lot of people don't have time with the computers. The young kids aren't interested. It's a lot of them are dying. You can go to VA or anybody else and ask them how their membership is. They'll tell you the same thing. We're dying.
Mm-hmm.
And you've got to figure out some way to get them interested to keep them in.
Well, I think we had some
I just want to add to what he said. In the EAA magazine, the editorials, if you call that, have been pointing this out that the participation is going down and they're trying to search for ways to increase it. But two or three times in the last, every month we get one, whatever.
Well, here we are hammering through some undesirable things to sit through. And if a young person were to walk in here or a new member walk in here that didn't understand that these things have to be taken care of, they're going to turn around, walk back out, and they're not coming back.
Yes. Some people don't understand.
They don't understand that you have to. If you have a passion or want to pursue something, you have to work at it.
Well, I think there's some positive things coming up. The schools, high school, and this Pittsburgh A&P school. So there's two positive things of where you can draw some people from.
Getting into the high schools.
That's right. This deal here with working with the FAO, the Board of Education, try getting to the, especially the technical schools. We're talking about the woodworking and the metal fab and those type of welding shops and whatever. Those people are interested in some hands-on stuff, but they wouldn't be there. And then the other part of it is the Young Eagles thing. I think if we was to get involved and work some kind of a thing out with the Young Eagles, along with the schools, I think we would probably do something.
Well, the Young Eagle program is really a passion, too, I think, that I'm moving towards, or have been. I managed to get my kids up when they were young. Now I have my project. One of the daughters says, who gets it when something happens to you, Dad? So.
Yeah, but the other thing is with this fly-in, I'll have these back, of course, after I go to Southern Fun. I've got two tents. Those 10-foot tents mm-hmm. that pop up and all that kind of stuff. I got tables. I got that kind of stuff. We just need to get some literature. And who knows? Might even have a bucket or a thing here for the EAA Young Eagles Fund to
and of course maybe even a sign-up sheet for $20 and say you want me to become an EA member, $20 or whatever. Just try to pick up a few people that will just donate the $20.
I agree. And the other thing about being at Conway is that if there is other aviation people there, which there is, if we have a present and flyers and we go there from time to time, then they're more likely to join. And if they do bring that school back to Conway, which sounds like they're going to, I would almost guarantee you that every one of those guys would join.
The AP school's already advertised. They already started remodeling the building.
Yes.
Well,
whether
it's a test them or not, look at the plane. Yes. It's just the economy or economics, whatever you want to call it, it's really forcing us into a corner. We have to do something. So we're going to have to go where the support is. Simple as that. What a shame. It's up to me. I'd stay here. But the realistic thing is,
if we go to Conway, leave, and don't have anything out here, we are no longer an experimental aircraft association. Right now, there's a place here we can build airplanes. Even if we meet in Conway.
Well, I don't understand that. What do you mean? One of the things I just got done saying a while ago was that there's all kinds of people here that will donate their facility for building, changing, modifying. So we do have.
I think what he's talking about will be allowed at the airport.
They won't.
No, they won't allow it. Are you talking about at the Conway?
Yeah.
No, they won't allow it right now, but there's things in the works that will allow that. But well, until that time, then we have plenty of other people that can do that. So they can donate facilities that are off airport, granted. But, I mean.
We still have the ability to have static displays and things of that nature, too. And I, in talking to the folks over there, they did welcome Lightsport and Ultralight. I was questioning if I knew anybody that could bring Ultralights in. So the mentality is really, because of economics and that.
I thought you need to go to Marlowe and let him go to the.
We've already been there.
And I brought up a point. I brought up a point when we were talking in private. That once you move the EAA chapter to like Conway, there is a possibility that there could be some public funds that could help build a facility or support us in some way, because you're on a public airport. The public does. Gets NPR gets supported by the public. I mean, and that's as crazy as anything.
Did you not know you're on a public airport
here? Yeah, but see, the thing is if nobody knows it's here.
No,
I don't think Mark Marlowe has a clue.
Mark Marlowe has been out.
Yeah,
I know. We might.
No, Mike.
But we have a place where there's no fuel, no buildings, no hangars, paved runway, and When you move it to Conway, then there is a possibility this chapter, maybe we can't, but we could at least attempt to get some public funding, okay? And it might not be much, but it might be a little bit. It might be only enough to say, okay, we will allow you to build a building out there. Normally we wouldn't, but because you're an EAA chapter, they might. We don't know.
Let me tell you, this county gives money away to a lot of organizations.
Yeah, and that's the thing is it could happen there. It's highly unlikely to happen here. Okay.
They give away to the SPCA. They give away Ladies of Flowers. They give away all kinds of the park boards and other things that we don't even know about.
But don't get me wrong; they're not likely to give any money away anytime soon. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, because ain't nobody got any money, and
they're
you know. But we're not talking about this happening tomorrow either.
You know what? The reason, another reason, big reason, correct me if I'm wrong on this, Bob, but I think what it was it was a great place to get the EDA chapter started in Conway.
Mm-hmm.
But we still had no facility, no place to fly, no place to build, and we started looking around.
No amenities at all.
No amenities at all.
When Jeff Goins sent out a letter, he got all of names of the EAA members that we started in Conway, and the reason we started in Conway was that
Jeff Wishman
worked for the school there, and they did have the facility to build and fool around in the shop there, whatever, from the school. So possibly, only possibly now, if this group is coming in, they're off a flight and so forth and so on, maybe they'll have a class for A and P, and that necessitates a
shop.
Yeah.
That goes as planned. It's going to be at NYR. It's supposed to be in the building next to us.
Yeah, yeah, but the flight school is supposed to move over to Conway, but then they yeah, I was talking to Mike yesterday about it, and we had a lengthy conversation yesterday. Everything was pretty positive. That's assuming that things go well within this nation, and
yeah,
you know, we have to. Boy, what a whipping we took here recently. So, but if. If we're going to grow in the aviation industry, we have to congregate together. We have to be with one another. We have to support one another. And we can't do it from here. That's all it comes down to, is economics.
But see, where I disagree is we started in Conway. They had the school in Conway. They had lots of students in school there. Like you pointed out, Jeff, but we didn't really, Jeff gave us a little tour, but we didn't get to use that.
Well, my past experience 30 years plus ago when I was with a 186 out of Washington, D.C., we had nowhere. We met in the electric building's meeting room. We did this once a month. I drove 80 miles one way for a meeting once a month. It went on like that, meeting in places, free gratis, for years. And everybody built at their homes. We would take weekends, nice weekends, and travel around and see how members' projects were coming along at their homes. We'd even boot hands-on with them. I've seen it on a long easy for a long time. The point being is now that particular chapter built a huge building on Manassas Airport in Manassas, Virginia, which is a reliever airport for Dulles Airport now. They have a beautiful facility. I believe they have a 99-year lease on that piece of land with the blessings of that airport and that up there. I used to fly to Manassas when it was a podunk, nothing strip in the middle of the woods. And now it's a reliever airport for Dulles. But the point being is they kept having their fly-ins, building their funds, meeting in places where it didn't cost them any money, and all at once they had the funds to put up a beautiful building that the membership gets to use. If it's a hangar, if they're doing an annual or a repair, they get it for $1 a day. The other end is a meeting room. So this kind of looking down the road that far and being frugal with your money could lead to that type of thing. And the conversation I had yesterday with Mike, one of the things was, he says, I would love to see your chapter be like, what is it, 242 in Conway, or Columbia, I think it is. They built their own hangar. If you've ever been there in Columbia Airport, they got their own hangar on the airport, and it's beautiful.
Do you get the newsletter every month?
No, but I'm up at Camden. I belong to Camden 1132 also.
I
can't join them all.
242 will be delighted to send you the newsletter every month.
I check them every once in a while on the web. They have a web.
They came to one meeting.
Oh, yeah.
So it's a really sharp group of people up there.
Have you ever been to Burgaw?
No, I have not.
Burgaw is out in the sticks just like this. In my opinion, the reason that Burgaw is so successful, and it is, they've got a beautiful big building. They've got bigger than this, but there are houses on it.
A flying community.
One of the mistakes that I think the Shaw's made here was not let people build hangars and build houses on here.
Hindsight's wonderful.
I know, but I mean, I'm saying it can be done out in the boondocks, yeah. But that one got the boondocks.
Well, flying community, and you look around Florida, and you look around all about to the Southwest and everywhere else, and the flying communities are successful. You don't have to go that far. Go over here to Georgia Line.
We have a beautiful runway, but we don't have an airport.
Yep, Strip.
That's what I said right along. It's not an airport. It's a landing field.
So all of that said and done, and we're coming up on our hour meeting. Is everybody pretty much in sync and comfortable with the direction that we're thinking about moving? Or
I'd like to just say that I believe that we need to hang on at least until these two schools are up and running before any decisions are made, because I think the NP school is going to be a big benefit. So.
Well, you mean decision on what? I mean, there's nothing wrong with planning our move out of here.
Well,
we can't afford the expenses.
What I'm saying is give those schools a chance and see if we can't get many of those people to join.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, but in any case, Ron, something's got to happen, okay, because every year that I've been here, I basically donate all my time and services and money. And that's fine, you know. But we got to have a future somewhere where we can pay our own way.
I think the issue in regards to whether you can work on the airplane at Conway or not, I think probably Mike Marlowe could make it happen through the A&P school,
We have to be meeting people. We have to be rubbing elbows with people. They have to learn who we are. They have to know that we are doing what the EAA wants us to do. We're behaving as the EAA expects us to. And we're
promoting aviation.
And we're upright forefront. Yeah.
Yeah, but we're promoting aviation.
Yeah, exactly. And it's going to promote their business, too. We all need one another. If we don't help one another, it's all going to take a hit.
I think the A&P schools could be a bigger benefit than the flight school.
Yeah, but whether we have that benefit or not, we still got to do something.
Yeah.
So we're going to have to make a decision soon.
Is it cheaper to relocate over there?
There's no cost involved. Mm-hmm. Yeah. There's no money.
They're using the facility.
Yeah, we're using their facility.
I mean, the details, I'm going to get it in writing from Mike when the time comes. I hope to. Are you going to be at that meeting next Thursday, Carl? Are you? For the flying in Conway, 30th of April. I guess not. Oh, okay. Well,
24th
is that the date? No, it's 30th. It's April 30th.
The meeting's 24th.
Oh, the meeting's 24th, yeah. And,
just to let you know, I asked for a place for food for me.
Place for food?
Food.
Why can't it be a booth with food?
I got to get a health license. But anyway, they're going to get back to me.
So you got up with Doug?
Yes.
Okay, so it's...
The other thing is, he said no matter what happens, I just take literature there, pass it around, all that kind of stuff. That's what I'd rather.
But he used to do this, I guess he probably told you, he used to do this a lot down in Savannah. And he moved up here, and he wanted to start this in Conway, and it's just... snowballed. So the interest and enthusiasm for it has grown beyond his belief. Mm-hmm. And that's why I think he's trying. That's why the FAA has even made the offer to divert NYR traffic if we get too busy up there.
If this chapter, if we set it there, you're going to get some interest.
Yes. Yes. This is all aviation people. And where there's that kind of activity, it pulls people.
I guarantee you there's a lot of aviation people around that don't even know you're here.
Well, we've got a fellow that lives down the street here that won't even come and build two airplanes.
Unfortunately, they don't even know you're here.
Well, here's an example, though. It's here, but he doesn't come.
That's always going to be the case. Yeah. Somebody threw out 10% a while ago.
We had a
and
guy
that's
come
probably
our
right. That's
last
probably right.
He said he won't come to meetings. He doesn't
your
like
you. Your was zero. You didn't charge anything.
Right.
You know how many people would be here today?
What's here? What's here right now?
And you can drive all you want to and go out and beat the bushes, you're going to have the same thing. Like I told you about 4 or 5 years ago, if somebody wants to come through this place, you can go out and bring your friends or whatever all you want to. He's going to walk through that door on his own. That very day, a member walked through the door that somebody wanted to join. Nobody went and looked for it. That very day at that meeting, a guy walked through the door. and all of us have brought people out here. How many people are here because a member here went and got you or invited you to come here? Any of you?
No.
But I tell you this much, all of us, we'd all brought friends out that we thought would be good members.
Because
they had secrets.
He loved
and they didn't come back.
My own son-in-law, it don't want to be a part of this place because he didn't want to sit here. This is all it was to him, to sit here in a meeting.
Well, what did you do in Georgetown?
Yeah, same thing.
That's
right.
Doing Conway.
No. Well, if we do the same thing in Conway, it goes about.
We were in Conway. They had the school. We had all the people around, all the students.
Yeah.
All the aviation was there at the time. Mm-hmm.
I can tell you this much. Two more people will be joining tomorrow on the airport.
Yeah.
Both of them will be
here. What's the name of the airport you're in?
Myrtle Beach, Florida.
Is it the last time we saw you was just working on the runways, and that's quite a few years ago.
Come back.
Yeah.
Come back.
That's nice back.
I get over there and visit.
I live there.
I gathered that.
My house.
Next week's neighbors.
All right, folks. We've hit the 1 hour mark. Where do you want to go with this?
Well, we don't know where we want to meet next time, but we need to have the permission to make that change between now and next month.
The next meeting's gonna have to be here.
Yeah.
Well.
Well, you're going to have to contact everybody and tell them how the meeting changed.
Well, I do that. I did that last time because this was supposed to have been at Georgetown, and we made that decision last time, and I contacted it. I contacted everybody that was on the email.
Church has a losing proposition.
Huh?
Church has a losing
proposition. So, I mean, we already did it one time. This meeting itself should have been at Georgetown.
The only thing we can do is try and find out what works and what doesn't work. But we have to be surrounded. We have to start surrounding ourselves with the aviation community if we're going to get known. We also have the ability. Excuse me?
Is Conway going to allow people to build their own aircraft?
At the airport? Mm-hmm. I doubt it.
Yeah, there you go.
That's what EAA is about, though.
But EAA's about building in your garage. I'm building in a one-car garage. I'm building a two-place.
Yeah.
It works.
The side of the coin is that you got. If you progress long enough, you could build your own hangar
kind of way. Mm-hmm. And that's what Mike Marlowe was telling me. He said, I would love to see you folks be able to put a hangar.
For example,
we're working on it.
Just built it recently. Owns Southern Asphalt. They have their own hangar there. They just built it recently.
You want to go this weekend, Bob?
They've got a whole area there
that's
supposed
another
to be
area?
Private hangars.
There's a lot of potential there.
Myrtle Beach. There's an area set aside there for private hangars.
There's a tremendous amount of potential there, especially if you get in and you're in the workings of it.
Everybody's got to keep in mind that there's two subjects here. There's moving the meeting location and moving the building or doing away with the building. My opinion is that we could actually do away with this building here, okay, and use the private people's stuff. Use your own garage. Use a friend's hangar. We can do. There's a bunch of things for building airplanes. That aspect of the EAA. But what we got to do is we got to get somewhere where there's some activity.
There. You got to have.
We got to get to an airport. And we've got to get close to people.
We almost were had by rain last December.
Yes.
We were blessed that 40 aircraft came in.
Yes.
And that Larry handled them the way he did out there and kept them out of the mud.
Mm-hmm.
Had he not done that, we had 182 that wheelbarrowed here that we'd like to never got him out of the mud.
That was almost what, $1,100, that we actually ended up making off of it.
We made $1,200.
And if we hadn't have done that,
if that hadn't happened,
here talking right now.
We still wouldn't have paid Gene, and we probably wouldn't have been the chapter of this. We wouldn't have been paying the international dues.
No,
we wouldn't have been a chapter with the EAA in Oshkosh anymore.
So if you have a paved runway, that situation probably, and you can't count for winds and you can't count for rain, but we didn't have bad weather that day. We had bad weather that previous week, which ruined the runway for day to day.
Shirley calling me up in northern Ontario and saying, I don't know if they're going to have it or not.
It was a dippy deal.
It's like a swamp. I've been calling her just for purposes of moving the RV from one position to another.
So, see, we know we can change that aspect and not have to have that.
That's, you're absolutely right.
That's,
I agree.
True,
with you.
But it's not going to be.
But if it rains the previous week,
2 days before.
If it rains the previous week, it ain't going to affect us. That was the problem. Because it didn't rain that day.
Or in the morning.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I love
plus grass. Plus, you got the $3,000.
I am torn between all kinds of things here. I grew up around a grass strip. I used to get my butt tore up by my dad because I crossed the wrong highway to be over with the airplanes all the time. So, it's just a matter of economics and good business sense. If we're gonna do this thing, we're running a nonprofit business. And
what
so,
does it cost the club a year to operate?
Well, see, what is this building costing us? That's what you got to ask. And it's
like
somewhere
$150, I think, is what minimum is to maintain
this
operations
building.
That's
here.
That's what this lease and insurance.
Yes.
A month.
No.
Year.
No. $2,150.
$50 a year.
And here goes
$2,250.
Any membership money
and
plus.
And
well, what does that cost you? To go elsewhere.
Nothing.
Not
no. Nothing.
Anything. They're not the
zero.
Public facilities with a ability to use a meeting room.
The thing I'd like to say as the treasurer of this chapter, we have been struggling for years since the beginning to meet the bills. If we do move our meetings over there and retain this throughout the year, possibly our chapter could grow, and our treasury would grow to a point where we would see come November, we have no problem keeping our building. And how about we maybe set up one day, a month, to come out here on a chapter project. If you can draw people locally in Conway and Myrtle Beach and the surrounding area to our meetings to get the fever, then there's going to be a few of them that's going to want to build airplanes. Maybe they live in a trailer park. Maybe they live in an apartment, as about 80% of the people at Myrtle Beach do. They'll need a place to build. Possibly we could provide them that, and this whole thing could be settled, and everybody come out winners.
Okay, that's a good plan.
I think you've got a very good
plan. So here's another thing.
But what if you can do that same thing, and you can do it for free? It doesn't cost you $2,100 a year.
Where are you going to get people to come together?
No, they ain't. But there's all kinds of people that have building facilities that will not charge you anything. So why not use that?
You've lost your comrade.
I don't think so.
That's all there is
to it. I don't think so. I disagree with you. We had a camaraderie and 150 member thing, and we didn't have a common building. I think
there's nobody comes out here to build anyhow. There's only three people.
There's three to four people that are out here. And it's been announced to this chapter since I've been here for the past 4 years that come out here. I'm here on the weekends. No one shows.
No.
Same group of people.
So what it boils down to right now is that this building is a private club for about three or four people. The chapter's paying $2,100.
No one's taking advantage of it.
No.
It's just not being taken advantage of. It's offered. It's here. I have keys to it. I can't get out here. I'm coming from Pauley's Island. And now with the fuel doing like it is, this is getting crazy. That's why I built my house in my backyard. I can work on it every day. So.
I just want to say something, and I can't divulge everything, but I am working with the county in regards to some aviation things. I can't, at this particular time, say what it is.
And how does that relate to this building?
But what I'm saying is that the county is being more receptive to aviation because nothing else is going on. They got nothing else to do.
3 years ago, they finally talked to me about things. Now they're talking.
All right.
Well, they got to Boeing. They don't want to get shut off the door.
That's true, too. Boeing did go to the south, didn't they?
Boeing went to the south, and now they want to be sure that they're on their back set. So anything that you bring up about aviation, they're interested in.
Well, you just caused me some food for thought. And so did you, what you have to say. Our biggest issues are expenses. So we have $600 a year for you folks for the lease. That's cheap. The problem is
that's only been for 1 year.
Yeah. So theoretically, yeah. That's cheap. Just leave it at that. In my opinion, for 12 months, you can't buy a hangar anywhere or rent a hangar anywhere for that, nor have a place to test. My issue is with the insurance, $600 a year. The reason for the insurance is we have a $5,000 deductible.
That
coverage is solely wind damage and hail on this building. You're not going to lose all the metal off this building in a wind damage unless it's a tornado that hits it. $5,000 deductible, which all of us are responsible for, and we do not have in the bank. Mm-hmm. Which means everybody, you talk about a donation, mm-hmm. it'd be coming if there's damage. Everybody would be asked to make a sizable donation. So, my proposal would be another thing to throw on the table if you wanted to try to keep the building. If you would allow that insurance policy to be dropped, and we still have the responsibility of fixing the building, which we have anyway, because the insurance company says we have a $5,000
deductible. Drop the insurance.
I would
have liability for Moshkosh for anything that anybody got hurt on the surrounding property.
I'm telling you right now, I wouldn't put a penny toward this building. If it burns or if they tell me there's $5,000 deductible, they ain't getting it from me. And I'm not paying for no materials for this building.
And this building's not worth $50,000 that it's insured for, that the insurance company requires a minimum limit.
This building's not worth the $5,000 deductible. Okay? But that's my opinion.
I will do this next week. And just to throw this out there, the insurance on our runway went down $1,000 this year. And the only reason it went down is because of another insurance company that's now underwriting airport type stuff, and that's through Alexander Aviation Associates, who's at Sun and Fund. They're one of the major sponsors now. And I will see the people at breakfast a couple days and see if there's something else that can be done in regards to insurance, provided you still want to try to carry it.
Well, see, the $5,000 deductible, what I was told when I talked to the insurance agent, that we're in the aviation industry. The problem we have is we don't have the funds or the way to pull the funds together.
What I'm saying is it's worth asking the question if there's a better policy.
But that's a standard deductible.
But ours is a liability, is it?
No. It's wind damage and hail on this building that's costing us $600 a year.
We have to go through the EAA.
And we carry that anyway.
But the original lease
12 years ago required insurance on this building, not for our benefit, it was for the Shaw's benefit. When you read the legalities in this thing, and this is, I don't want it to sound wrong, everything in the lease was in their favor.
That's right. I was told that by a lawyer.
Oh, well, it's easy to see. And it's not slighting anybody. That's just the cold, hard facts. It's in documentation. So the whole point being is we have been carrying this chapter, when I say we, for 12 years, has been carrying a policy that is irrelevant to us. We've just been throwing money out there that doesn't need to be thrown out there.
Well, that is a $5,000 deductible.
Exactly.
And nobody ever brought that up. Nobody ever knew it. So
that we know of. That we know of.
No.
This is not. No. This is cold hard facts. If you go to court, if you go in front of an attorney, you're going to get the cold hard facts. The facts are, they are what they are. Here's the deal.
Well, who's the damn fool on the face of life insurance?
What do you mean? We're required by it. We're required to on the lease.
$5,000 deductible.
This was negotiated by the powers that be that started this 12 years ago. So we're trying to straighten. I've got the pleasant. I have the pleasant experience of being able to try to straighten this out.
Well, no, we are. We are trying to discuss it before the insurance.
Oh, when's the insurance?
November.
November. We're covered this year.
Well, we're trying to make these decisions. We're trying to bring them up now.
It's got
to
be done now because this chapter moves like mud when it's
we're slow
below zero outside. That's how this chapter functions.
It would be an airport.
Exactly.
I've been saying that before. The president might be over here. He's going to sell them a lot. Way over there in the boondocks. But he can see the runway.
No. Well, I'm sorry, folks. I'm supposed to be facilitating this meeting. Hey, guys. Hey. Hello. I don't have a gavel. Get your head on the table, Dennis. Hey, guys. We need to shut this thing down or figure out what we're going to do or...
I motion to adjourn.
What? We haven't solved anything.
Well, we've got to know where is the meeting next month.
Here.
We're going to have it here in the
next month.
Next meeting. Email down the road. That's different. Yeah. Right now, the meeting.
Next meeting's here.
Yeah. As of right now, unless you get an email, which you're going to get next week. I'll guarantee. No, I won't guarantee you.
I
suspect that you're going to get an email next week. But right now, it'll be here.
Yeah, let's have the meeting here.
May I ask one question?
Sure.
Are the Shaws prepared to make any
counter
things that if we stay here, or do they think that we?
Well, that's why this is all being brought up early, so we have time. We're covered.
He's telling you that we have to have this insurance.
If you're about the insurance, we could drop the insurance. The building insurance, of course.
We're not going anywhere. I convinced the motion to close the meeting now. We're not going anywhere with this.
That's true. I'll second the motion.
For the second time.
I just suppose I'm on this bus. I think we can discuss this in private. In the next meeting, though, we have to do something in concrete.
Well, we have to be taken out of the lease.
Right.